92% of teens between 13 and 17 go online daily. 1 in 5 girls is cyberbullied. 1 in 10 boys is cyberbullied. 23% have received mean or hurtful comments online. 20% have had mean comments made about them with sexual content. And suicide is the 3rd leading cause of death among teens.
Those statistics are alarming. 92% of our teens are online daily. Sometimes I think, surely it must be 100%. I remember a time when the internet was not a part of our lives, when I was in school. But for today's youth, being online has unfortunately created ways for kids to cyberbully. Welcome to Tuesday Talks, a podcast from Little Elm ISD that connects parents and experts on the hottest topics affecting Little Elm students and families. Tuesday Talks is also an on-site, in-person discussion group that meets monthly at Little Elm High School and is hosted by Little Elm's intervention counselors, Adriana Beck, and myself, Deborah Deverich, along with our family facilitator, Yamile Quintero. Every month, we talk to an expert and bring you the information you need to know about important issues facing today's students. I'm your host, Deborah Deverich, the middle school intervention counselor for Little Elm ISD. I've been with Little Elm for 5 years and spend my days helping kids find school success, particularly when they are experiencing difficulties personally, behaviorally, or academically. Here to talk with us is Shelly Alley. She serves as our Little Elm High School librarian and media specialist. Shelly, what does that entail?
Over at the high school, our mission is to engage, equip, and empower students and teachers to become effective users of current technology and research strategies. The library seeks to ensure that our students acquire the necessary information literacy skills they need to become productive learners as well as responsible digital citizens with the skills and knowledge necessary to lead successful, meaningful lives in the 21st century.
Mm, that's an awesome goal. So as you fulfill that job, I guess also falls upon you is concern and wanting to teach about cyberbullying. The word bullying is often used incorrectly. Most people see mean behavior and then they just call it bullying. But let's face it, bullying is mean. But what raises it to the level of bullying is when this mean behavior becomes persistent and this bully has some sort of power over the victim. The victim is just unable to stand up to this bully. That's bullying. So what is cyberbullying, Shelly?
Well, cyberbullying is using the internet or other devices to intentionally bully. They're still bullying, but they're going online doing this or to hurt someone else. And then that is in there, that persistence. Mm-hmm. It's permanent and it's harder to notice when it's online.
Okay, so that's it. It's perpetrated in the cyber world. So it's the same behavior that bullying describes, but happening online. And what's really hard about that is that it's often in view of the full internet, or at least the view of whomever is on this site, wherever it's posted, right?
Correct.
That's correct. And so when we think about our kids, in particular, our Little Elm students, what sites are our students most often using with cyberbullying?
Well, the most popular apps for this age group would be Snapchat and Instagram.
Right.
Parents and adults our age are more familiar with Facebook and Twitter, but there are others out there that allow students to interact through live stream or video chat as well. These include apps called Big O Live and Holla, as well as instant message apps like Kik or anonymous apps, even like YOLO. Mm. On YOLO, a student can put a question out there and anybody anonymously can respond with something nice or not so nice, and it just continues from there.
So are people posting threats? I mean, is it a taunt? What's the main theme of these words they post? Is there even a theme?
Well, it's both, really. They can post threats or taunts, name calling, even telling that person to die or that they need to die.
Wow.
It can be pretty disturbing. I don't know that there's always a specific theme. For instance, anyone, like I was saying, can put that statement on
right.
YOLO, and they can post any comments anonymously. They don't know who is saying it or what they're saying. For instance, my son posted something. He was new in a school, and somebody posted, I'm kind of glad you moved. Well, he took it negatively. I took it, well, maybe they're saying they're glad you moved to this school.
Yeah.
But his mind automatically went to that negative connotation. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to read because you don't have that voice
right
in those messages.
No
face to
face, no context. Yeah. All right. So you don't have to be a member or a friend. Just anybody can post. It's not
in that specific app. Anybody
wow.
can post.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, are students empowered enough that they just say, "Oh, look at that. That's terrible. I'm going to delete this account." Do they report to adults? What are the stats on that?
Well, you know, our students, they don't really know a time without social media
right.
or smartphones. And this is their way to communicate with one another. I think they feel that they can't live without their social media accounts. And as far as not reporting, it may be out of fear. Also, they don't always report because they don't want to be portrayed as a snitch or a tattletale. Or they've been threatened with physical harm if they do tell.
Mm. It is so sad to see kids getting beat down with this, you know, with these comments, and then they don't know what to do, delete, get away, they just stay and get more. So over time, what kind of effects do we see this having on our kids?
Well, the effects can range. They can include depression and anxiety, low self-esteem, and it can also lead to suicide.
Wow. Yeah, we counselors, we do talk to kids about all of these difficult responses as counselors mm-hmm. in Little Elm, and
right.
we see the students fearful, losing trust in others. I had a kid say today, "That's why I don't have very many friends around me, because I don't trust them." And then they lose confidence in themselves so much. The effect can really be deep. Okay, so I heard this word in reference to cyberbullying. I'd never seen it before, but here it is. It's disinhibition. The disinhibition effect was this phrase. Mm-hmm. So tell our audience about this.
Yes, it's the online disinhibition effect, and it is behaving in a way online that you wouldn't in a face-to-face situation.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. The online user no longer has any inhibitions, and they feel like they can say anything to anyone without any sort of consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And you may hear, like, we would call those people like a troll or
okay.
like a keyboard ninja. Right? But they get on there, they start typing things or texting things, and there's no control. There's no inhibition. They don't feel remorse.
Okay. And we've talked about that in social media before. I hear it, you know, not just with students, but there's adults too, you know, that society is hiding behind the wall of the cyber world and forgetting about our humanity. And you know, as educators, as parents, as humans, we just can't let that continue. I know that educators and counselors are working to inform our students and to build empathy. Mm-hmm. What kind of prevention strategies can you tell our parents about?
Well, as a parent, we need to be proactive. We can't just hand a device to our kids and expect them to know
to be wise
what
yeah.
to do with it all yeah. the time, right? So some things that we can do is to monitor a teen's their social media sites and mm-hmm. apps, monitor their browsing history. If you have any concerns that cyberbullying may occur, you may see some sort of signs in what they're searching online.
Mm-hmm.
Review or reset your child's phone location and privacy settings
okay.
as well.
And mm-hmm. we talked about this last month too.
Mm-hmm.
The privacy settings really need to be careful, and not having the location on where someone can find your child,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can follow or friend their teen on social media sites and have another trusted adult do so as well. Mm-hmm. Because our teens can hide things from us, but they may not remember to hide it from someone else that mm-hmm. is following them. They need to try to stay up to date on the latest apps. It's changing every day. And even since I started working on the PowerPoint for this, there's been more apps wow. added and more apps to look for. Stay up to date with the social media platforms mm-hmm. and digital slang used by children and teens.
Oh, that slang. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the acronyms that they use
right.
or different, like I'm always having to Google
what does that mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Know your child's usernames and passwords for their email and social media. And establish rules about appropriate digital behavior, the content and apps, and then have them take breaks from technology or limit those mm-hmm. apps that they use. You know, mm-hmm. we're the parent. We need to advocate for that mm-hmm. and make sure that our kids are not being cyberbullied or that they're a victim of that or that they are not
a perpetrator,
bullying,
right, doing that to someone
else. You know,
else.
Another student, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's our job to raise them to be fine humans,
that's right?
So that's part
right.
of that is.
And if they need help with that, there are also apps that will alert parents mm-hmm. with a specific, if they hear specific
okay.
Words or keywords or something that would, trigger mm-hmm. that response.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then parental settings as well. Make sure you're up to date or you know like what your parental settings through
okay.
your providers or the
phone. Oh, okay.
Those
yeah.
kinds of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So at the high school, what are you guys doing to help? Like the same thing that we're saying that for parents to do, are we doing mm-hmm. some things like that to help them understand this empathy and how to get help if they fall victim?
Sure, yeah. Our counselors and staff are always there to help. They mm-hmm. you know, we've gone through training.
Sure.
We're providing information and instruction for our students, too, on bullying and cyberbullying. But also, Little Elm ISD provides an anonymous reporting system for students or parents to report any suspicious activity or bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... they can find that online on our website.
So on the Little Elm ISD homepage, I think mm-hmm. it's down at the bottom.
I believe so.
Anonymous mm-hmm. alerts, you click it, mm-hmm. and I actually, as a counselor, have received that anonymous alert I needed to act on it before.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, when your heart is breaking for some kid who's being hurt, we need to reach out and do what we can to help them. So I hope that people will use that. When they see the need. So what about websites? Maybe some websites for parents that they can continue to maybe research this. Wouldn't it be great if they sat down with their kids, because we're
yes.
trying to protect you, kids. So here, let me show you, what did you
yes.
come up with?
One that I use a lot is Common Sense Media.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It's a wonderful resource for parents as well as educators to stay up to date on the current technologies. It also provides reviews for movies or video games.
Okay.
So if their student comes home or their child comes home and says, "Hey, mom, I want to go see this movie with my friends," or if I want to purchase this video game, parents can go online and see what those things are all about before they allow their students mm-hmm. to go see them or play that game. It'll tell you about any sort of sexual content, maturity, mm-hmm. violence, and it'll explain why they rated. Why it's rated the way that it is.
Yeah.
And so Common Sense Media, they'll also stay up to date with all of those current apps that it's really hard for us to keep up to date on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another great site also is stopbullying.gov. And you can go to that site as well to find out more information mm-hmm. to help stop bullying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk a lot because we're concerned about the dangers of the internet and stuff, but there are some really great things in the internet too, like
Absolutely.
Common Sense Media and mm-hmm. all that. So use your forces for good and not for evil.
Absolutely.
There.
Yes.
All right, Shelley, I want to just thank you so much for being here today and sharing these insights that's going to help us keep our children safe at school and safe online. We appreciate you and your work leading the media specialists at each of the Little Elm campuses.
Thank you
for joining our podcast. Visit www.littleelmisd.net, support services, and then select counseling services. Tuesday Talks episodes can be found online, including dates for upcoming in-person live discussions. Our next session is Tuesday, February 25th at 6 p.m. at Little Elm High School. I will be there along with our intervention counselor for our high school, Adriana Beck, and our family facilitator, Yamile Quintero. We will be back next time with an important conversation about dating violence.